Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're not going to punish Daryl Morey, and we're not going to apologize for what Daryl Morey said. And Adam Silver has basically announced to the world now, and we'll see what happens. And it could really cost his league all sorts of money and incredible market, because the Chinese government can, like, just decide. We'll show every NBA game or no NBA games. Like, they don't have Twitter in China.
Right.
They just say, we're not going to have it, so you don't have it. They can treat the NBA how – they can do whatever they want to do. And they're not the most rational people on the planet. And so it's fascinating to think about where this could go, but also how we got here. And even if Adam Silver had some missteps early on, and undeniably he did, he at least early today, I think, put his league in a better position. They're not going to go groveling back to the Chinese government. As Adam Silver said, they'll accept the consequences for standing up for their values. If he's a few days late doing it, that's unfortunate. But at least as of today, he got to the right spot.
Story number two.
Incredible baseball yesterday. We had four elimination games, and the teams that were on the verge of elimination, at least in the National League, they both won. Cardinals beat the Braves. Nationals beat the Dodgers. And so it sets up what is an awesome, awesome day of baseball tomorrow. Cardinals Braves at SunTrust Park in Cumberland, Georgia. Winner advances to the NLCS. Loser is done. Then Nationals Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. Winner advances to the NLCS. Loser is done. And what's interesting about this is that the Cardinals and Nationals are both the road teams. They're both the underdogs.
Mm-hmm.
They both got absolute studs on the mound. Jack Flaherty's pitching for St. Louis. Steven Strasburg is pitching for Washington.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the type of thing that makes you think you can go win a game five on the road. Now, the Braves, they're strong, obviously, at home. And the Dodgers are starting Walker Buehler, who is also awesome. But, listen, on the road, deciding game, you're up against it. But when you've got Jack Flaherty going or you've got Steven Strasburg going, you can convince yourself that you can go get this done. It's a little bit like if the Mets were playing right now and they were game five against the Braves on the road. They're not better than the Braves. Game five against the Dodgers on the road. They're not better than the Dodgers. But what if they had Jacob DeGrom going? All right, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Go win a 2-1 game. Go win a 1-0 game. Like, when you have a guy like that on the mound, you can go out and beat a better team on the road if your guy just shows up. So I cannot wait for those games tomorrow. 4:02, first pitch. Cardinals, Braves, and then 7:37. That'll be the nightcap. Nationals, Dodgers. Both games are going to be on TBS.
Story number three.
Browns played again last night on a big national television stage, and they sucked again. Now 2-3 after a 31-3 loss to San Francisco, and Baker Mayfield just was not good.
Mm-mm.
I think it's been sort of pushed to the back burner a little bit because of the controversy about who shook hands pregame and who didn't. Like, Richard Sherman said Baker Mayfield wouldn't shake his hand.
Yeah.
Then a video surfaced of, like, Baker Mayfield absolutely shaking his hand.
Really weird.
So I don't know what happened there, but the conversation has been focused on that as opposed to he was 8 of 22. Two interceptions, two fumbles.
He's not been good.
Not been good. And I know the one interception at the goal line, like, you know, his receiver bounced off his hands up in the air. San Francisco intercepts it. But, like, still, he didn't throw it. Like, he didn't put that ball where that ball's supposed to be.
No.
You know, like, that's an E. If you're a professional quarterback, that is an easy pass. You just hit the guy in the numbers, and it's six. Instead, you throw slightly behind him. He's got to adjust. Ball bounces off him. Now it's up in the air. You just killed another red zone opportunity. And so the truth is, like, there's a lot of stuff that suggested Baker Mayfield wasn't that as great last year as his reputation was. And he has been even worse this year. He's bad. His team is bad. And then on the other side, the 49ers are 4-0, which is a remarkable mm-hmm. story. And I think something that's mostly unique to the NFL. That team went 4-12 last year.
Yep.
Like, you cannot go from god-awful to to Super Bowl contender or NBA Finals contender in the NBA. Unless you add, like, LeBron James, right?
Right.
You can't just, like, go from god-awful to good. That's not the way that league works. Usually not the way Major League Baseball works either. But in the NFL, like, you can do it.
Yeah.
The San Francisco 49ers are doing it right now. I don't know how good they are, but as of this moment, there's two teams that are undefeated. One's the New England Patriots, and the other is the San Francisco 49ers.
Story number four.
New coach Mike Krzyzewski is the latest big name to offer support for the California Fair Pay to Play law that will allow college athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness. Coach K was at ACC Media Day today, and he said, quote, "I don't and won't pretend to understand all the complexities of such a change. However, it is a sign of the times that we in college athletics must continually adapt, albeit in a sensible manner. While we have made significant progress in recent years, we've not always responded to the needs and rights of our players swiftly, and frankly, we're playing catch-up after years of stagnant rules. I hope and trust that not only will there be a plan to put the student-athletes' best interest at the forefront, but that we'll also have a firm plan for implementation at the national level." And so he is not the only college coach to come out in favor of this, but he's the biggest name in the sport. So he's the biggest name to come out in favor of this. And it's interesting because he is taking the opposite position of NCAA president Mark Emmert. And I think that's, again, because he's smart enough to understand, speaking out against this is you're going to, A, be on the wrong side of history, and B, take criticism in real time. What is the point? Like, be on the right side of these topics. And, I've had a couple of coaches call me or text me in advance of their media days and say, well, how should I handle that question? I know it's coming. What should I say? Like, so much so that I've got an answer, like, bookmarked for that I just copy and paste and send to them. I say, in your own words, but something like this would work. But my advice to anybody who asked, if you're a college coach recruiting student-athletes, don't be the college coach speaking out against student-athletes' well-being, because your colleagues will use it against you. I would, too. Jeff Calkins up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Join Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica this October 26th at the Spooktacular Party. Enjoy a DJ, dance floor, and costume contest with a chance to win $5,000 cash. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. An accident takes seconds to occur. Then what should take a great deal of time and research sometimes only takes a day. What lawyer should I hire? Sometimes the firm you hire does many things: bankruptcy, immigration, criminal defense, right there on their website. Would you hire a pediatrician to do your heart surgery? Of course not. This will be a life-changing decision, and all lawyers are not the same, not even close. Our firm is an open book. You know us by over 30 years of reputation. If you want to know what a case like yours may be worth, visit ForThePeople.com and look at the offers made and verdicts returned by juries for cases like yours. Hundreds of them. The proof is in the pudding. Your lawyer may have never been to court, or rarely. And listen, just because you hired the wrong firm in a rush days after your accident doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Look before you leap. There is only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell phone, dial #law, #529. #law, that's all.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. That's weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. It's after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So I was talking about the ongoing international incident between China and the NBA, and I just explained that, listen, it's very easy to pull a All-Star game out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Like, it doesn't cost you anything, and you end up being on the side of a social issue that you as a league want to be on the side of, and you just take your All-Star game and move it somewhere else. It really might not cost you a penny. When you're dealing with China, it could cost you literally billions of dollars, and that's why, you know, this thing has been bungled at the very top, because Adam Silver was at least initially trying to thread a needle that obviously at this point it seems pretty clear cannot be thread. I got a tweet from a guy named Jeff, and he said, so you're saying your principles are for sale? And I guess I'd answer by saying, no, I don't think my principles are for sale. There are things that I would not do for money, but even for significant amounts of money. But also, this is true. If CBS called me tomorrow and said, hey, listen, you know, we listened to your show 2 months ago. You spent 7 minutes on gun laws, and we just don't want anybody working for CBS Sports weighing in on this topic. If you do it again, you will lose your job. I would be done talking about gun laws on this radio station or anywhere else, because at some point you've got to decide, like, what is in your best interest. And my best interest is to continue to keep my job. And these are choices that all of us, particularly all of us with public jobs, have to make every single day. And so I'm not agreeing with what the NBA did and how they handled this situation, although I think they're trying to handle it more properly now. But I'm just saying, I kind of understand, because, you know, the difference between North Carolina and China is that you can bring change in North Carolina without costing yourself a penny. And in China, you ain't changing that country, and it could cost you billions. I'm not saying I agree. I'm just, the point I was making, I understand why this is much more complicated than just standing up to the state of North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, let's be clear. As soon as I saw the story break and I saw James Harden's apology and I saw the initial statement from the NBA, I was totally clear on this. I thought it was embarrassing. By the NBA, the level of fawning. It wasn't even just not really being critical of the Chinese. It was this sort of sucking up, and it was embarrassing, honestly. And I was critical of James Harden, and I was critical of Adam Silver, and I was critical of the NBA. It is a hard thing, but you shouldn't abandon everything. I do think they bungled it, right? So let's be clear about that. And I do think they did. They bungled it. Having said that, I think some of the backlash is misplaced. In other words, if you can do the easy things, do the easy things. Like, here's what's easy. Like, going to vote, right? That's easy. We should all go vote. We should go vote. Like, that doesn't. Now, what happens if in order to vote, you had to go stand in line, like whatever, for 3 hours to go vote, or 8 hours to vote? Or what happens if, in order to, in some places, you have to be shot to go vote? Or you should do the easy things. If it's easy, yes. If it's easy to protest or write letters to your congressperson or to whatever, those things are easy to do. Just because you don't do the hard things doesn't mean you shouldn't do the easy things. You know, I don't. I don't necessarily follow the logic there. And what really bothers me about the whole thing, honestly, it bothered me that the NBA was as mealy-mouthed as they were early on. But the other thing that bothers me is people who have no interest in China, no interest in human rights, no interest in any of this, who weren't the slightest bit critical when, for example, President Trump was wishing happy birthday, you know, to the leader of China, and we're talking about what a great nation it is and blah, blah, blah. When those people are just falling all over themselves to criticize the woke, quote unquote, woke NBA athletes because the NBA athletes stood up for something. If the folks were consistent and they said, listen, NBA athletes, I appreciate you. You should be standing up for China, Hong Kong. You should be standing up for Hong Kong. And by the way, I also appreciated the way you stood up for Black Lives Matter or for Colin Kaepernick or for whatever else. That's at least consistent, right? But the truth of the matter is, I suspect a lot of the backlash against the NBA players is from people who just want a chance to call them woke and mock them for being woke and for caring about something, and as opposed to caring about everything. And in fact, they really don't like the black athletes, let's be honest, standing up for anything in the first place. And so if this is a chance to rip black athletes for hypocrisy, they'll do that. But do they really care about the Chinese last week or the week before? No. And it seems to me that that's a lot of what I'm seeing on Twitter is from people who want the NBA players to speak out now, but last year wanted them to shut up, right? And so I think it's more a game of gotcha than anything principled, and a lot of the criticism.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And yet, like, listen, there's a part of me that would love to see LeBron James get off a plane in Shanghai and make a statement, you know, consistent with what I imagine his values are. But I also don't necessarily expect it, because when LeBron James speaks out against the president of the United States or speaks out against police brutality or speaks up in favor of Black Lives Matter, he's not really costing himself anything. I mean, yeah, he's going to get on the wrong side of a certain segment of our population, but those people can't hurt LeBron James' checking account. You know, it could cost him tens of
Well, the argument would be what? So literally, you only care about things if it's. I mean, I'll just play devil's advocate here. The argument would be what? You only are willing to take a stand for you, but literally doesn't cost you anything. Like, well, is your definition of being principled and what, fighting for the little guy, all about basically as long as it doesn't cost me a single penny, I'm willing to do it? Like, that does look a little hollow.
Well, really. I'm not saying that is my view. I'm saying that is what he's picking between.
I actually think a better way to defend it is the NBA can actually affect change in North Carolina.
Yeah, you're not changing China.
You're not changing China. Right. Like, and so, I mean, if you want to argue this, it's that the NBA can, this is our country. Right. We're invested in this country. Of course, you would be more engaged in political issues and social issues in this country than you would be in other countries. Like, we have the power at the ballot box. We have the power, whatever. And then beyond that, the NBA actually has a very significant lever to produce change in the United States. It has a much less. Let's be clear, no lever. And most people who are looking at this, the China Hong Kong situation, no one thinks that, like, the Hong Kong protesters, they actually have done, for anyone who follows it, they've gotten this extradition rule suspended, which is basically that people in Hong Kong didn't want to be extradited to China, which has a legendarily, you know, they'll just kill anyone they want, extradition treaty. That's what they didn't want. Now, the truth of the matter is Hong Kong, in 2047, is going to be handed over to China. So I don't. It's probably going to end badly for Hong Kong. I don't know how much impact anybody has. But the NBA could very sensibly say, listen, we are going to use our political leverage where we think it will do good. And I think you can defend that. But it's also true that it doesn't cost them as much. I mean, there's no question. But and you're also exactly right. That's a calculation that everybody makes at some level.
Right. Right. And, you know, different people make that calculation in different ways. Colin Kaepernick made it very clear from the jump that he was willing to sacrifice his career to stand up for this cause. And so the question LeBron James or James Harden or anybody else would be dealing with right now is, am I willing to alienate myself from, you know, 600 million basketball fans in China just simply to stand up and say something that won't have any impact positively, you know, one way or another? Like, is it really worth doing? And I'm not saying that I would choose the same thing. I'm just saying I can understand how it's much easier to stand up and do what so many people want LeBron James to do.
Can we acknowledge that it does make it a little bit, it does hollow out there a little bit. Like, it does.
There's no question.
It just does. We can say whatever we want, but it makes it much tougher for you to look like a freedom fighter when you're saying, in a sense of the Michael Jordan, you know, Republicans, Democrats buy Nikes. That's a lot easier. You're just admitting up front your crasp and all you're interested in money from the get go, right? That's a much easier sort of place to be than a place where Steve Kerr is, or LeBron is, or the league is, where on the one hand they're highly principled, but their principles have limits. Yes, there's no question it's certainly awkward for them. I don't actually think that. I really think that the people who are pouncing on them for this, though, largely, are people who didn't agree with them to begin with anyway. Like, I don't think there's not many people who were all in favor of LeBron wearing I Can't Breathe shirts who are out there crushing LeBron today for being a hypocrite. I think it's largely the people who didn't want LeBron wearing that shirt to begin with who are crushing him. And it's just because they really want to be able to mock LeBron and they don't like their athletes. They actually don't want their sports mixed with politics, except for now when it's convenient to say, oh, how are you ignoring politics in this situation?
And they probably also voted for somebody, whether it's a president, a senator, a congressman, who is not speaking up against China for the exact same reasons.
Right. Now, there are a lot of politicians who are speaking up. You know,
politicians on both sides have spoken up on this.
Oh, no, there's lots of politicians who are, in fact, speaking up for Hong Kong here. It is weird, though, because, you know, very clearly the president. I mean, this does not break down purely along political lines one way or the other. Let's be clear. I don't like people always point back to ping pong diplomacy. I don't know. Listen, this is way beyond my realm of expertise. What is the best way to deal with a dictatorship? Right. Like what Nixon said, it was to send ping pong players. Right. And Ronald Reagan said it was glasnost. And, you know what? I think it was Reagan, but with Russia. So I don't know the right way to do it. I do know that James Harden looked ridiculous. I'll say that. And that South Park is having a good time making fun of everybody.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I guess my larger point is just that I can understand. I'm not excusing it. I'm just trying to explain it. I can understand how that might be tough. You really do genuinely feel strongly about social issues, but you also don't want to mess your money up to that degree. For instance, like, everybody's got, you know, different principles that they apply in different ways. For me personally, I'll just be completely transparent. I like the ability that I have to jump on Twitter, Facebook, or this radio station and talk every day about whatever I want to talk about within reason. Nobody at CBS tells me you can't put that on Facebook. Nobody at CBS tells me you can't put that on Twitter. Nobody at CBS tells me you can't talk about that on a podcast or a radio show. And nobody at Intercom tells me any of those things either. I'm allowed to do whatever I like. And sometimes I will use whatever voice I might have to make a point about an issue that could be deemed controversial, whether it's a presidential election or gun laws in this country or any number of things. So I enjoy that. But I swear to God, I'm just being honest with you. If CBS said no more, if we hear you say the word gun on a radio station again, you will be fired. Then I will not, I just won't do it anymore. And I don't think it means I abandon my principles as much as it
right.
means I can't, I love my jobs and it's how I take care of my family. On the other end of that, the sales staff here once brought me an advertisement, possibility for a shooting range, like a gun shop and a shooting range. And I just said, I can't do that. Like, I'm not, I would feel hypocritical and like an idiot. That took real money out of my pocket. And I'm not like tuition money, but it's like, it's money I would have had that I otherwise don't have. And I didn't take it because I didn't feel like I could honestly speak publicly about, yeah, get on down to the gun range when I feel the way I feel about that subject. I didn't feel like I could do it. And so, like, you know, I'm drawing lines all over the place. And I just think you've got to figure out where you're drawing your lines. And that's what I think NBA players and Adam Silver are trying to figure out right now. And clearly, like, he's drawn a different line today than he drew 2 days ago.
No, I think that's right. It's you do what you can do within the constraints in which you work, right? I mean, that's just true. What are you willing to sacrifice to make this point? And if you're not willing to sacrifice losing your job, I mean, let's be clear. So Deadspin has reported that ESPN has sent out a memo to everyone at ESPN saying don't talk about Chinese politics, right? And so if you do, then you will presumably be fired from ESPN. Presumably, right? I mean, or suspended or whatever. If you say, I applaud Daryl Morey for standing up to the thuggish Chinese government, right, on behalf of the, then you presumably would get suspended by ESPN. It does not mean that the fact that you then don't say it doesn't mean that you have, quote unquote, abandoned your principles or that you don't have sympathy for the residents of Hong Kong or anything else. It's like, this is not where I'm going to fight my battle, and this is not a price that I'm willing to pay. But am I still willing to go vote for, you know, whatever, or protest something else or do something else? You don't sacrifice your right to protest anything just because you aren't willing to lose billions of dollars or your job over one thing, right? Yes, you're exactly right. We draw lines all over the place. I also acknowledge, though, that it looks a little bit. I understand it. I also understand why it's an easy thing to mock.
And it was, you know, for the update, anybody who's been following the story, Adam Silver earlier today essentially said, we're not going to apologize on behalf of Daryl Morey. We're not going to ask Daryl Morey to apologize. And we understand that we might have to live with the consequences of that, and we're preparing to live with it. So he's at least trying to get back on the right side of the United States of America in stating in clear terms, the NBA is going to be a league that holds strong to certain values. But the fact that it took him a few days to get there, I don't want to say it's the low point of his tenure, but it's not a highlight of it, certainly.
I don't know what other low points would be. I think it probably is a low point.
Yeah, it might be.
Tenure,
it actually
right?
might be. Yeah.
I think it is a low point of his tenure, and so I think. Yeah, I mean, it's been high point after high point after high point of his tenure. So I think it is a low point of his tenure. But I also acknowledge that it's a difficult. Jack McCallum, who used to work for Sports Illustrated, tweeted out a story today that he wrote long ago about David Stern and his and negotiating this relationship with China and how complicated it is because let's be clear, every company has these issues, has to figure out what they're doing about China, right? And some, because you make lots and lots of money off of China. We as a country have to decide what we're doing with China, right? Because are we cozying up to them or are we not? And so, this isn't just unique to the NBA. I suppose we could cut off our relationship with China as a nation, but we haven't. You know, does that mean we've abandoned our principles? Does that mean we don't agree? Does that mean we don't support free and fair elections just because we don't say we're not going to deal with China unless they have free and fair elections? No, you sort of do what you can do. You figure out what you can figure out, and you and self-interest is clearly a part of it, whether that is national self-interest or individual self-interest. Let's not be naive here.
I'm wrapping up here with Jeff Calkins. Last thing before I let you go, Grizzlies in FedEx Forum tonight. The big matchup is Ja Morant against R.J. Hampton, and I don't really think Memphis fans care that much about R.J. Hampton now, even though he was supposed to be a – or at least possibly going to be a Tiger someday. Like, once he's not, like, who cares? But I do think it's interesting that if this thing does go well, and I actually think it probably will, you know, the owner of the – of or the president of the New Zealand Breakers has already made it clear he was on with Giannotto and Jeffrey earlier today. Like, they've got, you know, they're recruiting, you know, multiple class of 2020 prospects already. And I guess my point would be, if this goes well with R.J. Hampton, it could lead to more players doing this, because it's actually a very sensible thing on a certain level to do. And it could end up not only costing Memphis R.J. Hampton, but, you know, other prospects in 2020, 21, 22. It's not insignificant as it indirectly relates to the Memphis basketball program.
Well, I guess the question is what? Well, why do you think in the end R.J. Hampton did it?
I think he had no interest in school, and the money wasn't insignificant. And it's like, let's go. I don't think he was running from anything. Emmanuel Mudiay, I think, was running from something. Brandon Jennings, I think, was running from something. I have no reason to believe R.J. Hampton was running from anything. He could have been on a Final Four contender, whether he picked Kansas, Memphis, or Texas Tech. I really just think he weighed all his options, decided he had no interest in being in school, and decided to do this.
I do think it's going to be the rare person who decides that, though. And the one thing you do sacrifice is, I mean, let's say Zion Williamson had decided to do this a year ago, right? Would he be Zion Williamson?
Not even close.
Not even close. And so I don't think Ja Morant would be Ja Morant. I mean, he wouldn't be. He had a different road, right? But, like, we know about Ja Morant, and Ja Morant blew up because we watch him dunk on people in the United States. And so I still think it's a pretty limited group of people who – and it's not just because they love school. It's just because out of self-interest, there is a there's an economic reason to be building up your brand in the United States as opposed to in New Zealand. I mean, let's be honest, there's a reason why 100 scouts are in town. Partly it's because, yes, they want to see James Wiseman, but partly it's because they only get one chance to see – you know, it's a lot easier to say R.J. Hampton at the FedEx Forum than it is in New Zealand or in Australia. So I still think it's a pretty limited appeal that will be for this group. And then the other thing you see is, like, what does work mean? Like, most mock drafts I see, like, he's 10, he's 6, he's 8. He's not like a top 3. Is that your understanding of basically where R.J. Hampton fits?
Yeah, somewhere from 5 to the back end of the lottery.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, is Jalen Green going to do that? What Tigers prospects are a threat?
I mean, Jalen Green is the name that comes up the most. And, you know, like, who knows? Ultimately, that'll be a decision he and his family will have to make, just like R.J. and his family had to make it. But I'm confident he'll have the opportunity to do it. Whether he chooses to do it or not, we'll see. But I do think that, you know, there's really no risk on the side of New Zealand or any other franchise like that, because, you know, NBA teams are allowed to pay, I believe, up to $800,000 to buy somebody out of their foreign contract. So even if you spend $500,000 on a player, like this American high school prospect, you're going to get $800,000 back when the Bulls draft him and then have to pay you the fee to get him back into the United States. So it's a money maker. No scenario where it's a money loser. I mean, I don't want to say no scenario, but almost certainly not going to be a money loser. And so if you know it's a money maker and you get all of this media attention as well, why not just offer it to 15 players every year and see who bites?
Right.
You know?
Well, and New Zealand doesn't have the same back to China.
Right.
It doesn't. The idea of going to New Zealand isn't as dislocating and alienating to a kid who grew up in the United States. I mean, the idea of going to New Zealand does not. Yes, it's more like, okay, I can deal with a slight accent. And, you know, they still have Burger Kings over there and stuff. And so it is much more appealing from that end.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye. We'll be back in a second.
Radio.com cash is coming up.
tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
So Dan had a home out in Bartlett, wanted to sell it. He listed it with Josh Heisel, like I've been telling you to do for years. Josh went to work, got 12 showings in 48 hours. He sold Dan's home for the full asking price. How did Josh Heisel do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, because he's effective, because he knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy, and then he understands how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh Heisel simply helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. So you guys are going to agree on a price, then Josh is going to go to work, and then if your home isn't sold in 45 days of that agreed-upon price, Josh Heisel will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Heisel doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. Flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, use the only real estate agent I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel, 461-8147, on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
It's back, the Carhartt Crazy Sale at Frontier Western Store in Olive Branch. Visit Frontier this month for huge markdowns on clearance Carhartt items. The latest fall line just launched and Frontier is fully stocked. We've got jeans, shirts, bib overalls, jackets, coats, gloves, belts, boots, and more. And to make room for all the new items, we've discounted a number of short sleeve plaids and t-shirts. Save up to 50%. All Carhartt jeans are now $5 off. This is the last jean sale of the year, so stock up now for yourself or for someone else for the upcoming holidays. Christmas will be here before you know it, so you might as well save some cash now on what you know you'll need. Also this month, we are including a buy one, get one half price sale on all novelty t-shirts by Simply Southern, Girly Girl, Live Oak, and more. It's the Carhartt Crazy Sale and more at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome.
Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Hey, get this. I'm getting free delivery on my groceries this month.
Free? How are you doing that?
Just by using code HOMEFREE on the Walmart grocery app.
That's for all your groceries? What about fresh fruit for your kids' lunches?
Free delivery.
Veggies for weeknight dinner?
A free delivery.
And that dinner party you're hosting?
Free delivery! Sorry.
Use code HOMEFREE to get free delivery all month. Walmart. Save money. Live better. $50 minimum. Offer expires October 31st.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere. Your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, 1 out of 6 vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
So we spent some time talking about the ongoing public relations disaster for the NBA as it relates to its relationship with China. Initially, sparked by Daryl Morey's tweet on Friday night, in which he expressed support for Hong Kong. The Chinese came down quickly and with real power. I mean, they're pulling all sorts of revenue streams from the NBA and threatening to go even further. And I got a question on Twitter, and the question is, why couldn't Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, just say the following, quote, "We love and appreciate all of our fans in China. We also support democracy and human rights for everyone, including those in Hong Kong." I think that's kind of what he's trying to say now, but it's what he was trying to avoid initially, because what he, I think, properly understood is that there is... Or if he didn't understand it in advance, he certainly figured it out pretty quickly. You can't thread the needle with these guys. Like, you can't say we really love China and the people in China, but we also support what's happening in Hong Kong right now. Because the people in China do not support what's happening in Hong Kong right now. They do not look at it as a protest rooted in democracy. That's not the way they view it. It's a communist country. They view it as a separatist movement. So it's all, like, from what lens are you looking at this? From an American lens, the people in Hong Kong are fighting for all the right things. From a Chinese lens, it's a separatist movement. And so you cannot, that's a totally reasonable thing to say to an American. Hey, listen, we appreciate China and the support that they bring to the NBA, and we love the diehard fans that call that country home. But we also support democracy throughout this world, yeah. And so our thoughts are with the people of Hong Kong right now. It's a totally reasonable thing to say to me, or to Bennett, or to most Americans. You can't say it to the Chinese. They do not accept it. And so Adam Silver tried to sort of thread that needle, and suddenly, he's getting hit from both sides. From the Chinese side, it was like, you do not speak up in favor of Hong Kong or against us, no matter what. So now you got problems with us. And then on the domestic side, here in the States, people were, I think reasonably and fairly, going, come on, Adam Silver, you want to stand up strong to North Carolina over a bathroom bill and then try to kowtow to a communist government? Like, come on, who are you? And so what Adam Silver subsequently decided is, okay, there's no way to win this on both sides. Mm-hmm. And there's probably no way to win it at this point on the Chinese side, so now I just need to try to win it on the American side, which is when he came back early today and said, we're not apologizing for what Daryl Morey said. We're not apologizing for him expressing himself. And we're not going to punish him in any way whatsoever. And we're not going to discourage our coaches, general managers, or our players from speaking up on any issue they choose because we've encouraged them to do it for years now. So he's come down on that side of it now, which I think is like the best of a bunch of bad options. Everything he does is, nothing's ideal. So he's just trying to choose at this point the best of bad options. But again, the question was, why can't you just say you love China and the fans in China, but also support democracy in Hong Kong? Because the people of China, and that's important to note, this isn't just you got a problem with the Chinese government. You got a problem with the people of China. You cannot come down on the side of Hong Kong in any way whatsoever without offending the Chinese government and, yes, also the Chinese people. It's an impossible needle to thread. I think Adam Silver tried to thread it initially. Didn't go well. That's why he came back, and now he's just trying to salvage whatever he can salvage. Be back with Dinner to Go.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law, pound law, that's all.
Have you noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage? If so, do not ignore them, because it's not the type of problem that's just going to go away on its own. It's the type of problem that eventually going to become a bigger problem unless you address it now, because what it suggests is that you have a lintel problem, which is common, but also bad. The good news, though, is American Standard Foundation can fix it for you. What they do is offer a lintel lift, which is the only patented system for lintel repairs. They can fix everything without having to rebuild your entire garage door area. It could save you thousands of dollars. Now, I get it. I understand that your instincts might be to see those cracks and just hope and pray, fingers crossed, they will not lead to a bigger problem. But that's not smart as it relates to this very specific problem, because once you see the cracks in the bricks above your garage, the real damage is on the way. Could be a matter of weeks, could be a matter of months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before things get worse, because if you wait, they're going to get worse, and then it's going to be a very expensive problem. So when you pull into your home tonight, look above your garage. See if you see any cracks. I hope you don't, but if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. Just visit asfoundationrepair.com, asfoundationrepair.com, and click the lintel lift tab, or you can give them a call, 901-390-5568, 390-5568.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920machine.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Remember, Grizzlies pregame show starting at 6:30. Then Eric Hasseltine going to have the call live from inside FedEx Forum. Grizzlies, second exhibition of this preseason, the big matchup, Ja Morant against R.J. Hampton. Tip-off a little after 7 right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Quickly, let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we ended up spending most of the first, end of the first hour and top of the second discussing the ongoing public relations disaster and perhaps like financial disaster that the NBA is enduring because of a tweet from Daryl Morey. And then the subsequent reaction from both China and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. I got another tweet from somebody who was listening to the last segment. They said, yeah, but F China. I don't care how much money these companies are making. China is treating people like garbage, so on and so forth. Like, listen, I hear you, but I'm just saying this isn't a problem, as Jeff and I talked about, unique to the NBA. You know who else does business in China? Basically everybody.
Yeah.
FedEx, Nike, you name it. And so, like I talked about, everybody draws their lines wherever they draw their lines. It's easy to jump on Twitter and say, F China, I don't care, because they're treating people like garbage, because they are. They've got concentration camps right now filled with Muslims. Bad stuff going on there. But as a country, we still do business with China. Most of our biggest companies do business with China. And the NBA now finds itself in a tough situation because there's a lot of money to be made there. But also, you do want to hold tight to your values to some degree. But before you just say, I would be like, F China, I don't care. Let me ask you this question. What if it cost you $4 billion? Would you care then? That's what it could end up costing the NBA, the NBA's owners. These are men who, largely men, who became billionaires by being savvy businessmen. Everybody has values and principles, I guess, but as a people, we have shown the ability to look the other direction when billions of dollars are at stake, and that's what the NBA is undeniably struggling with right now.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Let's go playoff baseball.
Yeah.
As opposed to exhibition basketball, because we do have a big game involving the Astros and Rays down in St. Petersburg. It's game four, ALDS. Houston leads the series 2-1. Justin Verlander on the mound tonight. Houston wins, they will advance to play the New York Yankees in the ALCS. If Tampa Bay wins, we'll go back to Houston for a game five. Houston minus 230 on the money line, so big favorites on the road. The total 7.5. First pitch 6:07. You can watch it on FS1.
What should I watch on TV?
The BET Hip Hop Awards are tonight. It starts at 7 o'clock on BET.
Okay.
Among the performers, Memphis Madness alum Lil Baby, Memphis Madness alum Rick Ross, plus Chance the Rapper, plus Megan Thee Stallion, plus Offset. You know what, Cardi B, you know where she puts the P, right? She puts it right on Offset. That's what she said.
Mm.
She says she puts it on Offset.
How about that?
How about that? Anyway, that's tonight, 7 o'clock on BET. Late Night Circuit, Tyler Perry's on Jimmy Kimmel. Clive Owens on Jimmy Fallon. Will Smith is on Stephen Colbert. Kenan Thompson's on Seth Meyers. And Chance the Rapper, he's all over the place. He'll be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Dan Walken, among others, has written a column about this ongoing saga between China and the NBA. So I'll talk to Dan about it a little later on this week. But if you haven't read his column yet, it published today. You can find it at usatoday.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Wednesday. So we'll look back at R.J. Hampton against Ja Morant. Probably talk some NFL. Might have Jason Lockenfor from CBS Sports in the opening hour. And then, of course, Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock. It should be exhilarating. I can't wait. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to be back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica. September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes with a top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4720.
Hey, I'm Shayna, Pep Boys Service Tech. Fall is a dangerous driving season. With wet leaves, shorter days, and out-of-town drivers, you really need reliable brakes. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month with Pep Boys, and our ASC-certified pros will make sure your brakes are safe.
Now at Pep Boys, get up to $120 off Wagner Premium Brake Packages. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family, friends, or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow-smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today, 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
You're that famous actress. You must travel so much.
What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
I never get sick. Never taken a sick day. I'm not going to let a little thing like a 100-degree fever stop my business. You know what really makes me sick? Downtime. You know the cure to downtime? Grainger. With same-day pickup, next-day delivery options, and time-saving inventory solutions, Grainger keeps our facility running and fit as a fiddle. Some people go to the doctor. I go to America's trusted source for industrial supplies. Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. Money.
We're sticking cash in your app. Download the Radio.com free app. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen at the top of the hour every hour, weekdays 9 through 5. Get the code and you can win $1,000 from 92.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.